It's the Swamp Swami Audio Podcast.
Gee, Mom, do I have to?
Sports commentary and a little lanyap, too.
Where are you going, Wally?
Dad's gonna play golf. I'm gonna caddy for him.
Gee, can I go along? I'd like to do that. What's a caddy?
And the Brigham Young Cougars claw to the top spot in the SwampSwami Sports.com Top 25 this week. Who would have thought that an 18-15 road win at SMU early this football season would lift 6-0 Brigham Young into the top spot in my SwampSwami Sports.com College Football Top 25 rankings this week? Well, that's because SMU has not lost a game since that time and is now 5-1. With that road win over a one-loss SMU team, Brigham Young has become the number one team for the first time in my top 25's seven-year history. The Cougars blasted 3-3 Arizona 41-19 on Saturday night in Provo, Utah. And with the exception of a November 2nd road trip to conference rival Utah, BYU's remaining schedule looks very positive for the Cougars in their quest for a college football playoff berth. Moving into the number two position this week, the 6-0 Texas Longhorns derailed Oklahoma's Boomer Schooner 34-7 on Saturday. Texas, which owns a win over 5-1 UL Monroe, will now host 5-1 Georgia this Saturday night at 6:30 p.m. Central Time on ABC during their inaugural season in the SEC. Meanwhile, Oklahoma fell to 4-2 on the year and still has SEC games remaining with Hard Luck South Carolina, at Ole Miss, at Missouri, Alabama, and at LSU. Ouch. Speaking of LSU, the Tigers celebrated 100 years of Tiger Stadium on Saturday night with a wild overtime win over Ole Miss. After a century of memorable college football games at LSU's Tiger Stadium, Saturday night's homecoming game against longtime rival Ole Miss featured a delicious ending for 102,000 loud and enthusiastic fans who stayed the entire game. Ole Miss, now 4-2, took the early lead and never trailed in regulation during Saturday night's game at LSU. But overtime was another matter. The 5-1 Tigers prevailed in this game 29-26 on what you would call a walk-off touchdown pass on LSU's first offensive play of overtime, and it triggered a wild celebration by fans on the Tiger Stadium turf. The Rebels had several early chances to put LSU into a big hole. However, 110 yards and penalties, some missed scoring opportunities, and untimely turnovers allowed LSU to stay close enough in this game. And despite a subpar passing game, LSU quarterback Garrett Nussmeier connected on two late touchdown passes and keyed the Tigers' late-game heroics. LSU is now 2-0 in SEC play, and they'll travel to surprising 4-2 Arkansas this coming Saturday. The Tigers also broke into the SwampSwami rankings for the first time this year at number 22. Speaking of close shaves, there were a bunch of them on Saturday for many of the top college football teams. In the SEC, it took overtime for this week's number 23 team, Tennessee, now 5-1, to take down improving Florida by a 23-17 score. And likewise, this week's number 19 team, Alabama, who's now 5-1, was fortunate enough to preserve a 27-25 win over those Hard Luck South Carolina Gamecocks, who dropped to 3-3 on Saturday afternoon. The Gamecocks outgained Alabama 374 yards to 313 on Saturday, but they committed four untimely turnovers in this game. Bama now travels to Rocky Top, Tennessee this weekend to play the Volunteers on Saturday at 2:30 p.m. on ABC. There was also a trio of close shaves in the Big Ten Conference this week as well. Oregon jumped to 6-0 on the year by holding on for a 33-32 win over 5-1 Ohio State. Penn State rallied to improve to 6-0 with a 33-30 overtime win on the road at slumping 3-3 USC. And Illinois, now 6-1, had to kick a game-tying field goal at the buzzer just to make overtime and won the game later 50-49 against plucky 1-5 Purdue. Army and Navy finally appear in the AP Top 25 together for the first time since the year 1960. Woo! Those stuffy Associated Press voters finally included 6-0 Army and 5-0 Navy into their poll for the first time this week at number 23 and 25 respectively. Those two service academies are now competing in the American Athletic Conference and have been part of my rankings for the last 3 weeks. I have the Army Black Knights all the way up to number 9 and Navy's midshipmen right behind at number 10 this week. Amaze your friends with this interesting sports fact. Army's current 10-game winning streak, dating back to last year, is now the nation's longest streak. Can you believe it? This year's annual Army-Navy game will not be played until Saturday, December 14th. So it's going to be interesting to see if these two programs remain unbeaten and become the top two teams competing for that lone group of five playoff spot in the 12-team college football playoffs in a few months. Next up, UL Monroe wins again and enters the Swamp Swami Top 25 for the first time ever. Last week, we told you that UL Monroe had improved to 4-1 for the first time since the school entered the FBS division in 1994. On Saturday in Monroe, Louisiana, the Warhawks defeated longtime foe Southern Miss 38-21 to notch another program milestone with a 5-1 start. And with that victory and ULM's recent win over 5-1 James Madison, the Warhawks have entered the rankings on my survey for the first time ever this week, coming in at number 20. ULM currently sits alone atop the Sun Belt Conference this week with the league's only 3-0 conference mark. With just one more victory, UL Monroe will become eligible to play in a postseason bowl game for only the second time in the last 30 years. In addition to number 20 UL Monroe, let's welcome five additional 5-1 newcomers into my top 25 rankings for this week. The Boise State Broncos enter the rankings at number 17 this week, while Syracuse and LSU are tied at number 21, Kansas State at number 24, and number 25 now belongs to Arizona State of the Big 12 Conference. As a reminder, my rankings give more credit toward road wins over a team with the same record whose top victory came at home. Additional ties are broken based on the number of points which your team has defeated its top opponent of the season through last week's action. Coming in at number 25 from the Big 12 at 5-1, it's Arizona State. At 24, also of the Big 12, it's Kansas State. Number 23 this week from the SEC, the Tennessee Volunteers, who will host 5-1 Alabama at 2:30 p.m. Saturday, a big game on ABC. Tied for number 21 this week, welcome to the LSU Tigers of the SEC at 5-1, and they'll visit 4-2 Arkansas, 6 o'clock Saturday night on ESPN. Also tied at number 21 from the ACC, it's 5-1 Syracuse. As we mentioned earlier, from the Sun Belt at 5-1, it's the UL Monroe Warhawks. Number 19 this week from the SEC is Alabama. We have a tie at number 17 this week with Washington State from the Pac-2 Conference and the Mountain West Boise State Broncos. We also have a tie at number 15 this week between two SEC teams. One is Georgia at 5-1, and they'll travel to 6-0 Texas to play at 6:30 p.m. Saturday night on ABC. And the other is Texas A&M, who's also 5-1, and they'll visit 1-5 Mississippi State. Number 14 this week from the Big 12, it's Texas Tech. At number 13 from the Big 10, it's the Illinois Fighting Illini, who'll take on 4-2 Michigan this Saturday, 2:30 p.m. on CBS. Our top-rated 5-1 team is Notre Dame, and they'll travel to 5-2 surprising Georgia Tech for a game Saturday afternoon at 2:30 p.m. on ESPN. Now our 11 unbeaten teams. First is Liberty of Conference USA at number 11. Then at number 10, from the American Conference, the Naval Academy, who will be home for 3-3 Charlotte, 2:30 p.m. Saturday on CBS Sportsnet. Number 9 at 6-0, our first 6-0 team, the Army. From the Big Ten at number 8 this week, it's the Indiana Hoosiers, who will host 5-1 Nebraska. A great game coming up Saturday morning at 11 a.m. on Fox. At number 7 this week, dropping back down because they were off last week, it's 6-0 Miami, who will travel to 4-2 Louisville Saturday morning at 11 a.m. on ABC. A tie for number 5 this week. First, the Iowa State Cyclones come in at 6-0, and they'll play host to 4-3 UCF at 6:30 p.m. Saturday night on FS1. The other team at number 5 from the ACC is the Pitt Panthers, who have the week off. Number 4 this week, congratulations to a big victory for the Oregon Ducks. They'll fly to 1-5 Purdue on Friday night for a 7 p.m. game on Fox. Our number 3 team this week, they keep creeping on up. The Penn State Nittany Lions have the week off as a bye week. Climbing back to number 2 this week from the SEC, the Texas Longhorns. Now they'll be home for another tough game, 5-1 Georgia coming into Austin this weekend, Saturday night 6:30 p.m. on ABC. And our number 1 team for the very first time, the Brigham Young Cougars are 6-0, and they will host 3-3 Oklahoma State on Friday night at 9:15 p.m. on ESPN. Come back and check out the rankings after next weekend's games. I'm Swamp Swami.